For practical purposes, in the patient who's never had chemotherapy and with metastatic disease, what tends to be in your lines of chemotherapy that you're going to use along with the trastuzumab?
It depends on what the patient's previously seen and how long ago they saw it. If they have not seen a taxane, we will use, based on some of our earlier data, some of the data that was presented at ECHO a year or two ago, docetaxel plus Herceptin. We are not big fans of weekly Taxol. I absolutely believe that it improves safety. I don't believe for a moment it improves efficacy, and I think that some of the subgroup now analyses of different things are beginning to show that. Taxol is another effective drug that can be used with trastuzumab if you have a preference for other reasons that are unique to the patient for going with Taxol versus docetaxel. Patients having profound problems with fluid retention, other comorbid diseases you're worried about, you might think about that. Both of them are myelotoxic. Docetaxel appears to be a bit more myelotoxic than Taxol, so that could be a modifying thing depending on what the patient's prior exposure is, what their bone marrow reserve is. But with growth factor, you can make up for a lot of those things. Nalvabine and trastuzumab is a very effective regimen. There's plenty of published literature that's out there. The preclinical data indicated it would be synergistic, and there's good clinical data from the group of the Dana-Farber, as well as others, that indicate that this is an active regimen.
What tends to be the next chemo and the next chemo after that?
So what we would do would be a taxane and platinum regimen if they haven't seen it yet. Then we would default to nalvabine. Then I think there's some emerging data that a drug that's not yet approved but is something that is being looked at in studies is the epothalones, and it looks like there's some interesting interactions there with Herceptin. Xeloda is, as I've already said, another possible option. Gemcitabine appears to be additive with trastuzumab, so that can be an option. So I think you have a lot of options.